Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.
I am a beauty therapy lecturer at Harrogate College. I am a part-time lecturer. I've been here about a year.
Okay, and previously to your career at Harrogate College, what have you done?
Well, I've been in teaching a long time, probably about 17 years. Before that, I did used to have my own salon in Leeds. So I've been in beauty really all my life since I left school at 16.
So you're well and truly experienced when it comes to the beauty field, which is absolutely great. And in terms of the beauty department at Harrogate College, first of all, how many students have you got working under you at the moment?
Probably in the beauty department, I would think we've probably got about 60. That's part-time and full-time students, so we do have quite a lot.
Okay, so let's talk about the type of people then that are on the courses at the moment. First of all, what ages do you cater for?
Any age, actually. We cater from 14 upwards. So, you know, I've taught someone this year who's been 50. She's had a complete change in career. So from anyone from school age onwards, really.
What makes a good student in your field?
Definitely communication. Wanting to work with people, chat with people, get to know people, kind of have a good manner. Just being on time, interested in the course.
Sounds similar to this job.
Someone who's quite dedicated. The theory side of it, there is quite a lot of anatomy phys to learn, so bones, muscles, an interest in the human body, really.
Okay, so let's talk about now, if you're 14 years old, you said the start at 14, the courses, what exactly can you do at that age? Say, for instance, we've got somebody who's listening who's son or daughter's absolutely loves beauty, is 14 years old, maybe thinking them about enrolling them on a course with you. What exactly would a course at 14 entail?
Well, we do run a special course for 14 to 16. It's a level 2 course, and that is hairdressing and beauty. So they can enrol onto that, but that would be through school. Then they would come to us one day a week, and hopefully when they'd qualified in that, they would be 16. Then they can come on to probably MVQ level 2 in hair beauty. And actually this September, we're running media makeup as well, which is new to the college. So there is quite a lot of choice once they reach 16.
Media makeup, so that's for TV stars and all that.
Yeah, wow. It does lead on to that kind of job. So they can work in theatre, television. A colleague of mine, a friend of mine who I used to teach with, she works on a very popular show that's on telly at the minute. So,
oh, go on, tell us what it is.
It's Emmerdale.
Oh, right, okay. So very local. Oh, wow. Interesting stuff. So you've mentioned the 14-16 bit. So let's talk about now the next course. And at 16 years old, what exactly can you offer?
Level 2, student would go on to level 2, an MVQ in hair or beauty therapy. That would take a year, and they can come full-time or part-time. And then when they'd completed level 2, if they wanted to, they could go on to level 3, which again takes another year, and again they can do full or part-time.
Which not many colleges offer level 3 in hair and beauty, do they?
No, a lot of colleges don't offer the part-time route for level 3 because it is quite intense. We run it on 2 evenings a week, so it's 6 hours a week.
From the different courses that you offer, exactly how much practical stuff is there and exactly how much hands-on stuff is there?
It's a real practical course. There's a lot of practical to learn because that would be the job that someone will be doing eventually anyway. But there is quite a bit of theory as well, so that might be about 2 or 3 hours a week and the rest would be practical.
I presume it's mainly females?
No, not at all. We definitely are looking for more male students. That's in hairdressing and in beauty. So we've just got one male hairdressing student at the moment and one male beauty student at the minute.
It's an industry that's thriving and doing quite well, with us being in a quite upmarket area in Harrogate.
Yeah.
I presume it's important that you keep getting students through and that there's always going to be job opportunities for them.
Yeah, definitely. There's lots of job opportunities in Harrogate and surrounding areas. You know, it's not so far from Leeds as well. Lots of hotels offer beauty as well, spas, so there's a lot of job opportunities, definitely.
And do we have any success stories from any of your students that have been through?
This year, actually, a student who's just completing level 3, a student of mine, she's been offered a job in a hotel in Harrogate. So that came from like her work experience, and then she's been offered something. So that's really good.
What tips can you give? Basic beauty tips. Let's do guys first of all, for guys first, and then we'll do females. What basic beauty tips could you give me as a guy?
Okay, so, well, I think in this day and age, most men do moisturise, cleanse.
No.
No, okay. No. So maybe you could start that. Maybe things like looking after the delicate eye area, places that age quickly, always wear sunblock in the sun. You could maybe have a bit of an eyebrow shape, not to make you look girly, just to tidy them up a little bit. So maybe come into the salon, have a relaxing treatment.
And have you got any tips for females?
I think females are really usually quite good at, you know, removing their makeup at night and that kind of thing, cleansing,
God.
Toning.
I couldn't be bothered with all that, Chaz. I mean, when I get in from a night out, I just want to go to bed. I feel sorry for you girls having to do that. It's an extra job.
I think that, you know, in this day and age, people do tend to be quite good with their skincare. They also use sunblocks, foundations with moisturiser in, and sunblocks are in foundations or in tinted moisturisers. All kinds of products do lots of different things, so it cuts the time down.
We have had a little bit of warm weather lately. It's not too exciting chat home about, but I suppose it's important to stick some sunblock on, because it can be deceiving everything. So it's the UK, you're not going to get burnt. And...
yeah, I think sunblock definitely is really important. And also there's loads of fake tan products, you know, self-tanning, so you don't have to damage your skin.
I don't think I'll be going down that route. And finally, just before we finish, if you wanted to come in as a client, you also offer that, don't you?
We do, yes. We run day sessions and evening sessions, so we are open till 9 o'clock on a night most evenings. We're still needing clients, because without clients we can't pass our qualifications, so we really do need.
So that's really important for you. And dare I say, it's probably cheaper than the actual
definitely. We have lots of offers on, but you know, most treatments cost roughly around £5, so it's really a lot cheaper.
Get me booked in. Who do they get in touch with?
Oh, they just need to ring the college and it will go through to the salon, and we have our own receptionist, so, and they will book them in. Well, they can also pop in as well.
Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.